On the occasion of Nepali New Year 2078 Bikram Sambat, Radio Nepal would like to extend its best wishes to all its listeners, well-wishers, government and non-government sectors and advertisement agencies. This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. New Year 2078 Bikram Sambat starting from today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister wish that the year 2078 would be a year of great achievements. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address the nation in a short while from now. And U.S. President Joe Biden set to announce that American troops will leave Afghanistan by 11th of September. Nepali people in and across the country are observing the first day of Nepali New Year 2078 Bikram Sambat today. People are celebrating the beginning of New Year with gaiety and fervor by exchanging greetings. President Bidya Devi Bhandari said the year 2077 BS saw notable achievements in political, social and economic fronts. In her message of best wishes on the occasion of New Year 2078 BS today, President Bhandari said consensus among all political parties in amending the constitution to change the coat of arms with political map incorporating Nepal's territory Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhura and entrance of some groups into peaceful politics, shunning the politics of violence were crucial from political front. President Bhandari said among other achievements were the United Nations recommendation for Nepal to graduate to the status of developing country from the least developed country. Nepal becoming the happiest country in the South Asia as per the Global Happiness Report and government's effective response to COVID-19 pandemic. President Bhandari said completion of the reconstruction of Rani Pokhari and Darbar High School and distribution of water from the much-awaited Melamchi Drinking Water Project could be taken as another notable social-economic progress achieved in the previous Nepali year. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said the effect of coronavirus pandemic in Nepal will end soon and amid all the difficulties, Nepal will head in the direction to achieve national goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Giving his best wishes on the occasion of Nepali New Year today, Vice President Pun wished for Nepali living in and abroad for peace, prosperity, progress, good health and happiness. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is addressing the nation on the New Year today. Prime Minister Oli is addressing the nation from the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers Singha Darbar. Prime Minister's press adviser Surya Thapa has informed Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to honour the conflict victims today. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has appealed to all Nepalis at home and abroad to celebrate the new year by maintaining health safety precautions given the growing risk of COVID-19. In a message today, Deuba wished for health, happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalis and urged to maintain physical distancing, wearing masks compulsorily, wash hands and use sanitizers. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government is serious about national security. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the high-level national security training organized by the Ministry of Defense and Nepali Army at Sivapuri Best Military Command and Staff College yesterday, Prime Minister Oli claimed that the age of violence for political gains had been wiped out from the country and the country had entered the era of peace. The Prime Minister also urged people to adopt utmost precautions as the increasing number of corona cases in India heightened the risk. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyanwali has said the research-based suggestions and story report from the scholars are useful in policy formulation and removing the development impediments. Inaugurating the 18th anniversary of Nepal Development Research Institute in Kathmandu yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyawali said the present government was committed to the sustainable development of the nation. Minister Gyawali further said it was a matter of pride for Nepal that the United Nations Committee for Development Policy recommended for Nepal's graduation from the Least Developed Country, LDC. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung stressed on continuing expertise of the past and bolstering the state apparatus. At a greeting exchanged program organized on the New Year Eve at the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung wished that the new year would energize all to work keeping national aspiration at the center. He said the incumbent government hoped to have 2078 Bikram Sambat as the year of happiness and prosperity. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदै छ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to announce that American troops will leave Afghanistan by 11 September, officials have told U.S. media. The United States would miss a May deadline for pullout agreed with the Taliban by the Trump administration last year. The new deadline would coincide with the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in the United States in 2001. Biden had previously said the first May deadline would be tough to meet. United States and NATO officials have said the Taliban, a hardline Islamist movement, have so far failed to live up to the commitments to reduce violence. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is addressing the nation on the occasion of New Year 2078 from the Office of the Prime Ministers and the Council of Ministers, Singadarbar. We are connecting you to the Prime Minister's address to the nation.